Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, real quick, something that doesn't, that Albert Breer, and if I'm kissing ass, then I don't care. Something that doesn't get brought up enough with Albert Breer, now we see it, we have a lot of Zoom calls, right? If you watch a lot of, you know, radio show, so guys are doing interviews from their homes or their offices. Don't you have homes? Caddyshack. Albert Breer has one of the best, maybe the best backdrop with Ohio State. I know you've seen it, Dustin.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The backdrop of the Ohio, like he's got, I think his diploma with the shoe in the background. He's got this SI covers, Krenzel's on one, Claret. So Albert, I just wanted to point that out. And yeah, feel free to say, my God, are you such a you're kissing butt. But I just wanted
well,
to give
hey,
you.
Well, Albert, you. Do you know Chico is an OSU alum as well?
What year?
Long time ago.
98.
Wow, you're earlier than me. See, I'm 02.
Thanks a lot, Albert.
I think Dustin was a freshman.
I was a freshman in 01.
Yeah, yeah. So Dustin was my senior year was Dustin's freshman year. So Dustin makes me feel old. So thank you, Chico.
What's funny, though, like, Albert, is I don't think you, makes me feel you young. Don't seem
no,
much
doesn't.
Older than me. In fact, you seem like you're my age or even younger.
Yeah,
you,
well, we're
you,
the same
you've
era.
You've aged I mean, really I, good yeah, there, Albert.
Oh, well, you guys
you.
Having a good time?
We are, yeah.
Good. You guys keep
well,
it going.
I appreciate the like all of this, guys. It means a lot to me that you guys are bringing me in like this today.
You're welcome.
And that cover, one of those covers actually, like I'll send it back to Dustin with that. Like one of those covers is from a game Dustin played in. It was the two behind me are – one's from – it's got Zeke on it, and it's from the national championship game over Oregon.
Yep.
And then the other one is Claret on it, and that was – I think it says I don't have it here, but I think it says unstoppable. And it was after you guys, Dustin, beat Michigan to go to the Fiesta Bowl.
Don't give him credit. No. You're right.
Thank you. All right. Let's.
And Dustin didn't just play in that game. Dustin was a starter in that game.
I was. A lot of people forget that.
He was a freak athlete.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
that's
he
right.
was very aggressive from that corner position, but he was a freak athlete.
Well, that's the thing is, like, just so like a very deceptive corner.
I had, you know, sneaky athleticism,
right,
high motor.
Right.
You had a high motor.
I was a gym rat too.
Yeah, you're a high motor guy.
How often did you get projected to safety, Dustin?
Oh, every time anybody came in to scout the program.
Can you tell real quick, Mel Tucker? Didn't Mel Tucker have to say like, "Hey, you know, we're looking for a corner." He can play corner. Like I mean, I think even at Ohio State, they're like, oh, he's a safety, isn't he? For some
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, me and Dustin have had this conversation.
Yeah.
I think going high school to college and then college to the pros, it was always, like, projecting him over to safety, which is, I mean, like, hilarious. Because Dustin was such a good college player, and it was like, if Dustin, let's call it what it is, if Dustin wasn't white, nobody would have projected him to safety in the pros.
There it but is.
That's true. There, Albert Scott.
Needed to be said.
That's
he
true.
Said it.
Yep. It's true.
It's true. It's true, though. It's true.
So,
but you do have a high motor, Dustin.
Thank you. Thank you. And this high motor is going to get into some Deshaun Watson talk. How about that?
Look how
like that,
talented
like that
this
transition.
Guy is.
I mean,
thank
man,
you.
Oh, man. Pro's pro right
Duffy,
here.
You're amazing,
yeah,
Duffy.
Thank
you really
thank you. Thank you. All right, Albert. What the hell do we believe? You know, we've got, you know, all these reports this morning that, you know, the league, you know, they want the year suspension. And then there was a report that, you know, maybe 6 to 8 games would be agreed upon. And then, you know, if we had Mary Kay on earlier in the show and she refutes that report. Then,
yeah,
Mahdi then refuted his own report, I think, at one point. So where are we at with the latest, Albert? What have you heard, at least today or in the last few hours?
I mean, the one thing I can tell you guys, you know, and I've been kind of toggling back and forth between vacation and some of the, and hearing some of this stuff. And, you know, I know, you know, one thing I heard definitively over the weekend was that the judge wasn't happy, or the arbitrator, I guess, in this case, a former U.S. District Court judge, Sue L. Robinson, wasn't happy how public some things had become. And, you know, I think like some of this might be concern from the league that she may rule in favor of Watson. Here's why. And this is me to some degree reading tea leaves. What I can tell you definitively is the NFL wants an indefinite suspension, which falls under the term banishment, in the CBA, which basically means you're out for a year and you have the opportunity to apply for reinstatement after a year. That's the maximum penalty you can get. And the settlement talks between Watson and the league broke down on the league insisting on at least a year. That was 2 weeks ago. The settlement talks broke down. Last week, they scheduled a hearing because settlement talks didn't work out. Hearing gets scheduled. And, you know, again, my understanding is Robinson is upset that some of this stuff is becoming public. Well, why would it become public? The only thing I can think of is the league is concerned that she's going to rule and say 6 games, 8 games, 10 games, whatever it is, and the league wants to have its side of it out there before this becomes official, you know, and before this gets nailed down. Because if the league was confident that she was going to give Watson at least a year, there'd be no reason to get your side of the story out there. In fact, you'd be trying to keep that under wraps because you wouldn't want to piss off the judge. So, you know, I think there's at least some concern on the part of the league that this thing could wind up going the other way, in which case I think the commissioner or his designee, whichever way they decide to go, is going to be in a difficult spot because this is the first real high-profile case that's gone through this process. And if you take this case and now you're overruling what the arbitrator decided, well, then you're basically undermining the process that you just negotiated with the union. So, in a nutshell, I think that's sort of where we're at. And I know what the league wants. It doesn't feel to me that like the league's wholly confident that they're going to get what they want. And I think that's why there's been that noise over the last few days.
He's Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So along those lines, let's talk about Jeffrey Kessler here, because we've heard a lot about, what the player's side, their stance is going to be. Maybe precedent. Uh-huh. I don't think there is one with Roethlisberger, but also the conduct of the owners. And you said something last week, which I thought was great in regards to Daniel Snyder. Like, let's just say for what it is, call it for what it is. He's right now, he looks like a coward and a bad human being. So right. Do you believe if that's how they're going to rule, or she might rule, do you think that Jeffrey Kessler, because a lot of people say, they won't give a damn about that. Do you think that is going to play a role, a big role, in the determining suspension?
I think it matters, you know, and I think like how flimsy Snyder's penalties have been, and the amount of people that were affected by Snyder. I mean, Jones's name and Kraft's name have been out there. I think the reason why the union's really sort of zeroed in on Snyder, I think, as the hearing's gone forward, is because, I mean, Deshaun Watson's case obviously affected, you know, more than one person. And Snyder's case, you know, certainly affected more than one person, too. And I know, like, people at the NFLPA felt like the penalties for Snyder were really flimsy. And so, like, if you're saying, and the league has said this over and over again, that you hold owners to a higher standard, well, then how can you banish Deshaun Watson for the league after not even taking Daniel Snyder away from being able to attend Commanders games last year? You know, so I think that's sort of the base of the argument. I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong. I'm just telling you that's what it is. You know, and then the other piece of the argument, the other piece of the case that Kessler and Rusty Harden have presented, I think, is sort of centered on the number of cases that the league's focused on. The league went forward with the cases of 5 women over the last couple of days. And I believe one of those women they may not have even talked to. And so part of the case that, you know, I think Rusty and Jeffrey Kessler are presenting is, well, if it's 66 women, if it's 24 plaintiffs, then how come there's only a handful that you're bringing forward? And how come only a handful are strong enough? And what does that say about the consistency of the argument from all the people? And again, like, I'm not saying whether that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's going to be the basis of their case. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it goes from there, because obviously, you know, a lot of the stuff that Deshaun's been accused of is out there publicly, and we know how horrific some of the accusations are. That's just, you know, the other side of the argument here.
Albert Breer is with us on the hotline. Albert, what do you make of Baker's comments yesterday? I'm sure you saw that. If you haven't, we can play it for you. But you heard his comments yesterday, Albert?
Yeah.
What do you make of that? Does it leave a door open at all for Cleveland or no?
Yeah, it did feel like he cracked it a little bit, didn't it?
I thought so.
I don't know. Like, that was sort of my read on it. And, I mean, look, like, all my information to this point jives with everybody else's, right? Like, so, my understanding was Baker was 100% done with the Browns. And if you look at how the Browns have operated, and we've been over this the last few weeks, they're not keeping Baker as an insurance policy. If they could have traded him by now, they would have traded him. No one's willing to take on his number or even half of his number. You know, and so, like, you know, if the Browns had this grand plan to hold on to Baker in case there was a year suspension, well, you know, like, that's not the way that they've really behaved. They haven't behaved as if that's the plan in the last 3 or 4 months. That said, like, right now, if Deshaun does get suspended for a year, is it impossible to see a scenario where the best thing for everybody involved is to hold your nose and just go forward and you know, for a year? Like, sort of like, you know, I guess a couple parents, you know, staying together for the kids. You know what I mean? Like, it sort of feels like it, doesn't it? Like, I mean, is Baker the best quarterback for the Browns for 2022 if Deshaun Watson's suspended for the entire year? I think the answer to that could be yes. And is Baker going to find a better situation, barring an injury somewhere, where he can set himself up to be a starter somewhere else in 2023 and make a lot of money next year than Cleveland? I think the answer to that's no, you know? And so, hey, look, like, if it's 6 games, if it's 8 games, if it's 10 games, I think the Browns proceed and try to trade Baker Mayfield and, you know, feel good about Jacoby Brissett being a fill-in for 6 or 8 or 10 games. If it's a full year suspension, like, again, like, I don't have any information that they're going to do this, but if I were them, I would consider, you know, the idea of bringing him back just for the year. And if I were Baker, I may look at that and say, you know what? Like, I know this team. I know the offense. It's going to make me look like the bigger man if I come back and I'm the Browns starter for a year. Like, let's just do it. Let's do it for a year, and everybody goes their separate ways after that.
Albert Breer with us on the hotline. Is there another option, Albert, do you think, at the quarterback position if there is a year suspension? Like, is Garoppolo an idea?
Yeah.
Is there a situation where, you know, maybe you would trade Baker Mayfield and get another quarterback? Or you think they're just dead set on Jacoby Brissett for a full season if it turns out to be that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, I like Jacoby. I think Jacoby's a good player, you know, but would I want him as my full season starter for a team that should be contending for the playoffs? Probably not, you know? And so, like, I think the question becomes, can you find somebody to replace him? And I think Garoppolo would be a replacement for him. If you think that things are untenable with Baker, I mean, could you look at maybe like an even swap, Sam Darnold for Baker Mayfield, because their salaries match up? And then you throw Sam Darnold into a competition with Jacoby Brissett, that might make some sense, right? Like, so I think there are some creative things they can do. But I do think, like, that number, like Baker's number, sort of weighs things down a little bit. So unless somebody's willing to take some of his salary, it's going to be tough to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. And it's going to be tough to, you know, find somebody that's going to be better than what Jacoby Brissett would be. And so, you know, I think a lot of this boils down to whether or not it's workable with Baker coming out of whatever decision Sue L. Robinson makes.
All right, so I know all we're doing right now, unfortunately, is just throwing out hypotheticals, but I'm going to throw out another one for you. You mentioned that, you know, possibly it could go in the favor of Deshaun Watson. Let's say it does, And, well, Roger Goodell's having none of that. Roger Goodell says, well, Sue, thanks for your time and work, but yeah, it's going to be a year. Would the NFL and Goodell, because this is Jeffrey Kessler we're talking about, and, of course, we go back to Deflategate, would they be afraid of the backlash and him suing the league? Could that come into play here, Albert?
Yeah, it could. I mean, it's happened before. It hasn't been all that successful for players because, you know, obviously these things are collectively bargained, you know, and so this process, whether you like it or not, like the NFLPA signed off on it, you know, and Deshaun Watson is a member of the, you know, NFLPA is bound to the process they put in place. And so Roger very much does have the power to do that. You know, like that said, though, I would point out that there's been a real effort from, you know, the owners to get the league out of these sorts of things. It traces back really to, I mean, you can go back and look at Ray Rice and Greg Hardy and Adrian Peterson. It probably goes all the way back there and how they wound up with egg on their face collectively coming out of that. But, I mean, if you really want to pinpint when things turned, I'd say it was the Zeke Elliott case. You know, Jerry Jones was very aggressive inside and out of their meetings in telling people, like, we should not be in the business of getting in front of law enforcement, superseding law enforcement. And so, you know, we should let law enforcement take its course, have a process in place, and not act as judge, jury, and executioner because we're going to wind up in court too much. And so, like, there's that part of it to me that I look at and I'm like, all right, like, I think that the league absolutely wants to sit down to Sean for the entire season. And they understand the optics if they don't, you know, but the other side of this is they've put a process in place that sort of has been like 6-7 years in the making based on everything they've gone through. And do they really, at the first chance they have, want to completely cut through that process and just make a point? Maybe they do because the optics, we've seen the way that the optics have gone the other direction in some of these previous cases. You know, but I think it would certainly do damage to a process that they really thought was a fair one when they negotiated it 2 years ago.
Albert, great stuff as always, buddy. Thanks for joining us. What do you got? What do you got planned? What do you got planned the rest of the summer, by the way?
I mean, Chico, I think.
Oh, sorry.
I was just thinking about this, Dustin.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, so, like, some of the bars that even you're too young for.
You
like
said twos. Last week, you said twos. I knew exactly what
you don't need to be young. Twos is around, like, 5 years.
Not
else.
I don't think many people got Not Else Two, though. Not Else Two. That's what you're referring to, right?
Yeah. It's Not Else Two. And then, that's Not Else
I'm
Two.
Very
I guess they renamed
the
it, but it was Not Else Two when we were there because you had the pub.
Yeah.
You had Not Else Pub, right? Like,
yep.
And then. I mean, you remember all the South Campus bars before they cannibalized that whole area,
Maxwell's,
right?
Maxwell's,
right?
And yeah.
Maxwell's and Panini South and Spring Break, right?
Like, absolutely.
All that. Yeah.
Mom, how about one of my favorites? I think it's still around. One of the few that's Mama's Pasta and Brew.
I do remember that. Yeah. And the Spot Bar was, like, I think more Dustin's time.
The Spot Bar was the place to be, yeah, when I was there.
Because the Spot Bar was, I do remember a quarterback getting a DUI coming out of Spot Bar.
Quarterback, not cornerback.
Quarterback, not cornerback, yeah.
Panini's used to be... Them.
Right before the Illinois game.
Panini's
right.
used to be
that's
a favorite
right.
hangout.
That's how the legend of Craig Krenzel was born, guys.
Correct.
You'd see Vrabel and Finkus and occasionally a Bobby Hoying sighting at the at Panini's, by the way.
Panini's South was super
playing pool.
I was a freshman. I lived on South Campus. So, like, Panini's South is the place to be back then.
Crazy stuff. Albert, you're the man.
Thanks, buddy.
We appreciate
thanks,
the time.
Guys. Have a good one.
Enjoy vacation.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.